This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It's 7:16. It is St. Patrick's Day, Eve. I got to get my Eve straight. Anyway, we thought we'd talk about the history of St. Patrick in Ireland and put some truth behind the conversation. I know once I went to Loyola one semester and took a history of Catholicism course because it was required. You know how you read things sometimes and paragraphs just stick out in your mind? And at that time, I was marching in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And look, no disrespect to anybody, but I remember the paragraph said, St. Patrick himself would be horrified at the excesses and the celebrations that have been taken on in his name. And I'm not trying to ruin anybody's fun. We just thought we'd look at the history of Ireland since everybody celebrates it and everybody wants to be Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Brian McGovern joins us now, professor of history at Kennesaw State University. How are you, Prof?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm all right, sir. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Is McGovern an Irish name?
It is indeed, yes.
And have you traced your people back to what county?
County Cavan.
Okay. I've been to Ireland. It was a seven-day whirlwind tour. A lot of counties this, a lot of counties that.
Yes.
I do remember going to County Cork. I remember I went to, obviously, Dublin. And then there was the, what's the one that Bing Crosby sings in a Christmas song?
Is that, he does Killarney.
Killarney, yeah. And I also got confused with Melikaliki Maka because I went to Hawaii, too. But that's not why you're here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about St. Patrick's Day in America, and how did it become such a big thing?
So I think a lot of it stems back in the 1700s. The first Irish St. Patrick's Day parade would have been 1737 in Boston. And so this would have been a celebration of people who were trying to assert an identity, but also trying to make their way in a new place. At that time would have been part of the British Empire, American colonies. And by the 1760s, we start to see parades on an annual basis in New York and even the island of Montserrat in the Caribbean. And around the same time started to have these parades to celebrate the holiday.
Was
and
this
so it just
always
sort of took off from there.
Good. I'm sorry. Was this always directly associated with Catholicism and the church, or did it kind of at some way point veer off?
No. In fact, the earliest immigrants from Ireland to, or at that point would have been migrants from, typically would have been Protestant. And so we really don't see Irish Catholics outnumbering Irish Protestants coming to the United States until the 1830s. And then by the 1840s with the Great Hunger is when we really start to see the influx of Irish Catholics.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
And at some point, that's when green got adopted. Is that where we stand here? Because we always associate green with St. Patrick's Day, and some people think because, I guess it's because the island is so green. I don't know. How did we get to, has green always been the color of St. Patrick's Day, or did it change at some point?
Yeah, so it actually used to be associated with the color blue. And there's some mythology about Ireland being represented, Irish sovereignty being represented by the color blue, a woman wearing a blue robe in Irish mythology, which would have gone back 8th, 9th centuries. But if you fast forward in 1783, I believe, there was an Order of St. Patrick, which was an Anglo-Irish society, actually adopted a blue flag. And so that's when you really start to see this association of blue with St. Patrick. And so it's not until the 1790s that you really start to see green associated with Ireland. Now, you had seen before that, in 1640s, there was a group known as the Irish Catholic Confederation. They adopted a green flag. And so that was sort of associated with a form of nationalism that was associated with Catholicism. But the reality is, I think a lot of people don't know that the earliest nationalists in Ireland were Protestants. They tended to be of Scottish descent, tended to be Presbyterians, maybe Baptists. And in 1798, there was a rebellion that took place by a group known as the United Irishmen that were led by Protestants, also included a number of Catholics as well involved. But they're the ones who really adopted green as the symbol of nationalism. And so before that, you might... Yeah, go ahead.
Let me take a break, Professor. When we come back, having been to Ireland, I find the story of the Great Hunger, the famine, interesting, because I think history has kind of revised that, or people that don't know their history think that it was just something that happened with a weather event or whatever it was that caused a potato famine. But I believe, unless I'm wrong, there was enough to feed the people there. Was the Protestants and Trevelyan that decided not to do that? We can go more into that when we come back. 722, talking about Ireland and St. Patrick's Day and more. 722 now, traffic WWL. Quickly back to Professor Brian McGovern, history professor at Kennesaw State University. You hear the fields of Athenry behind us. Professor, when it comes to the famine, when it comes to the troubles between the Protestants and the Catholics, a lot of people attribute it to religion, but it's a lot deeper than that, is it not?
Oh, it certainly is. There have been a number of Protestants over the years who have been nationalists. There have been a number of Catholics throughout the years who have been very loyal to Great Britain. It became more sectarian in the 19th century. And so that's when you start to see the shift between nationalism being led by Protestants to becoming almost exclusively Catholic by basically the beginning of the 20th century. But there were a number of Protestants who took part in the Easter Rebellion, who took part in the War for Independence as well. So it's certainly more complicated than just Catholic versus Protestant.
Tell me about St. Patrick himself. What do we know about it and the shamrock and that tradition?
Yeah, we don't know a whole lot about. Much of what we know is based on something he had written that he entitled Confessio, in which it's essentially a declaration of his faith. And he talks a little bit about himself, but we believe that he was born in Wales, that his name was originally Maelyn Suchet. We're not exactly sure. You know, we just don't have the evidence for this. We believe that his father was a deacon and was a Roman British official. And so we know that he was one of many missionaries. He had been captured by Irish pirates, escaped, went back to Ireland, and he was one of many missionaries who were trying to convert them from paganism to Catholicism.
What will you be doing? I'm sorry, Professor, finish, please.
No, I was just going to say the notion that he used the shamrock to preach about the Trinity, there's probably no truth to that, and there's certainly no truth that he drove the snakes out of Ireland either.
Well, never let the truth get in the way of a good story, right?
Exactly.
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. Hope we get to talk to you again. Have a great St. Patrick's Day. Brian McGovern, Professor of History at Kennesaw State University. We'll come back. Speaking of the green, we'll help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, when we return. Time now. WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.